Pathway of Peace, Pools of Reflection, Week 4, Day 25, Activate New Thinking. So let's read together. Mark chapter 2, verse 8. Immediately Jesus knew in his spirit that this is what they were thinking in their hearts, and he said to them, "Why are you thinking these things?" Luke chapter 6, verse 8. But Jesus knew what they were thinking and said to the man with the shriveled hand, "Get up and stand in front of everyone." So he got up and stood there. Thoughtful reflection. I remember a story Bob Mumford told once. He was walking along a beach, talking with God and complaining. God was challenging him to make some changes that seemed unreasonable to Bob. Finally, Bob heard God say, "Bob, you and I are incompatible, and I do not change." Our reactions and logic often clash with God's way of thinking. He often offends our sense of reason and even ignores our perception of justice. As a pastor, I often hear this cry of frustration from individuals as they try to grapple with the fairness of God. We love to live by rules, and if someone has not prayed as hard or has struggled as long, we feel cheated if they are blessed before us. We can tend to have the attitude, "Wait in line. I got here first. God has to listen to me now." Here we find that Jesus' actions of compassion towards this man irritate the religious leaders as they wanted to uphold their understanding of correct protocol. Jesus knew what they were thinking. He understood their thought processes and challenged them. Totally aware of the church politics of the situation, he ignored their preferred procedure and healed the man, and then asked him to stand up in front of them all as a public sign. He directly confronted the limited understanding of the religious leaders. He was saying, "I know what you think, but I'm not controlled by your traditions or by your preferred mode of operation. I will touch the poor. I'll touch this man and I will heal them." So what offends you? Jesus is more interested in revealing the motivation of our hearts than satisfying the logic of our minds. Often we get caught in offence by our sense of moral justice. For instance, I find it hard when bad things happen to good people. But I also find it tougher when good things happen to bad people. In these situations, Jesus knows what we're thinking, so we need to ask him to renew our minds and activate new ways of thinking. Do not get offended, but get upgraded and ask God to help you think like him. Let's pray. Focus for confession. God, I thank you that you are good and that your ways will challenge my sense of logic and fairness. Help me recognize the times when what you do is beyond my understanding and keep me from all offense. Father, help me trust even when I can't process everything. Help me know your care even when I'm unable to grasp intellectually all the steps of the journey. Father, teach me to use my mind to love you in a more profound way. Father, activate my mind to think more and more like you. Teach me your spiritual logic and ways. Challenge the areas where I've made rules that have become a hindrance to you working in lives around me. Amen.